I've got a group of lads that we regularly go motorcycling with, and Yorkshire is easily big enough to waste a whole
Absolutely.
day and 300 or 400 miles on a motorbike. And when the weather's like this, it's just
Yeah.
stunning, you
And you
know,
know what?
absolutely stunning.
Again, that kind of back road, those B roads around there, just that's perfect
Yeah.
motorbike stuff, isn't it?
Absolutely, and you just get lost. You know, I mean, we've all got sat navs and stuff, but that's just in
But
case you get lost and you need to find your way home.
no, you
No
don't
one
need them.
bothers with that.
Otherwise, you're just
No,
following your nose.
absolutely,
Yeah.
absolutely.
What do you
Great fun.
have? What do you ride?
I've got a Tiger, Triumph
A
Tiger,
Triumph, yeah, okay.
1200. Yeah, it's an absolute beast. I mean, I'm 6'3", so I need a big bike. You know,
I love
so yeah,
it. I love it
fantastic.
too. I have a Benelli. I don't know if you've ever heard of a
I
Benelli.
have heard of Benelli. Yeah, I
So
have.
there's not many of them around, but oh my God, I love it too.
Drop on, let's drop on.
I'm not gonna go down the bike to Forest Fest because I'm gonna bring the whole family down and we're gonna go see you. I've seen you guys before, you know, but I wanted to ask you again because a number of years have passed. When you take on a big role like sitting there in the front of Stranglers, you know, how does it feel when you look back on everything, and how do you feel about it now in 2025, still going, and you're the main man?
Well, I mean, I joined the band in 2000, so it's easy to remember how long I've been in the band. This is my quarter of a century, and for the first 6 years,
Congrats.
thank you. For the first 6 years, I was the guitar player. We were a five piece, so I stood at the side, playing guitar, doing backing vocals, learning the ropes, learning the politics, the interband politics, everything that goes on with a living, breathing machine like this. And then when the singer left in 2006, I was asked if I would have a go doing it. I mean, we used to rehearse without him sometimes when he wasn't there. So it seemed to me to be the sort of thing that we might be able to do. And then, I mean, I look back on it now. I think maybe the first year or two, I've heard a few live recordings from that period, and it's, you know, I look on myself primarily as a guitar player who can hold a tune. You know, I'm not a singer. I think I kind of got in there by default, but over the last, I mean, I've been, you know, the singer for 18 years now, so I think I pretty much got my head around it. And I mean, you know, I've just because it's my quarter of a century, I've just looked back on it. I've got a book coming out in a bit, hopefully later on this year, and it's 25 years of travel logs that I've been writing and blogs on the road for all that time. And looking back on it all, when I was putting it together, it struck me how hard we've worked.
Yeah.
You know, we really have worked hard. I mean, if the first 25 years were hard. I mean, you know, especially the first 2 or 3 years when they would do 250 gigs a year, you know, in all manner of places. You know, and then that kind of era comes to an end, and then we've got the second half of the band. And we don't seem to have let up any really. I mean, we're in the middle of a really busy summer, looking forward very much to playing in Emo at Laois. It's gonna be you know it's I think we're about two thirds of the way through, and every year we say to ourselves, okay, let's have a little bit of a quiet one,
Never
and it never works.
happens.
No, it never works out that way, especially in the summer because it's festival season, you know, and we've been all I mean we've just come back from Croatia. We played in Athens. We've done a few in the UK, Glasgow, Warwick, Lincoln, Castles. So coming to Forest Fest, I've heard that it's just the most picturesque
It's
place
gorgeous, yeah.
that you can imagine. Yeah, well, I mean, it would be. It's Ireland.
It's
You
yeah,
know what I mean?
exactly. You
It's
know what you're
gorgeous.
in for. And
Absolutely.
it's as well as that, it's not one of these big pressurized festivals. While the headliners are so strong, the vibe is still quite nice and chilled about the place. So yeah,
Yeah.
we're very much looking forward. So I mean, how long is your set? What is the festival set for the Stranglers now this summer?
Well, I think if I do recall, we've got an hour And I think we're on in the early evening, sort of six-ish, somewhere around there, which
Unmissable.
is a perfect, it's a perfect spot. And it'll be what we call the 60-minute blitzkrieg, which is just, well, I mean, this band, I mean, you know, this band can do anything. And there's rockers, there's, I wouldn't go as far as to say there's ballads, but there's certainly some gentler stuff. And pretty much 80% of it everyone will know. Just because it's a festival set doesn't mean that we're going to go down the nostalgia greatest hits road and just do everything like that, because we have to keep ourselves interested.
Exactly.
You know, so and not to say that playing those songs isn't interesting, but I mean, when you played them as many times as we have, you know, you have to keep yourself on your toes and throw a little and remind people how obscure and off the wall the Stranglers can be
Could
as
be.
well.
Great. That's great
So
to hear, because as much as hearing all the hits or whatever, it's always lovely to just wander a little deeper for
I
a few minutes
yeah
and kind of come back to
yeah
it or whatever the case may be. But I mean,
Absolutely.
if you feel that way after 25 years, imagine what JJ's feeling after 50 plus.
I know. Well, him and I have a lot of conversations about what the set should be. You know, 60 minutes, it sounds on the face of it like a fairly long time, but when you're on there in the thick of it, it's not really. So you have to
Blink of an
maximize
eye.
absolutely everything, you know. And if you're going to do an obscure one, make sure you're not doing a 15-minute epic that has 96 time changes and
No,
all this
no.
type of
The
stuff,
Stranglers
you
weren't
know.
known for that.
There's a couple of early things where it really does go off
And
piste, as we
travels.
say. Aye, it
Okay.
does.
Oh, right. Very good. Very good. When you look at this weekend as well, I just wanted to mention, I'm conscious of our time as usual, but when you did, this is the 40th anniversary of Live Aid this coming weekend, right? Now, I know Stranglers weren't technically on stage for Live Aid, the big events, but they were involved around that time and things like that. There was things that went on. Your own memories, Live Aid. Can you remember anything yourself? Do you remember kind of going, Jesus, this is massive, or
Oh
not being impressed by
yeah.
it?
I mean, when Live Aid happened in 1985, I was 21, and I had a girlfriend who lived in a bedsit with a bed that folded out of the wall like a real
Like
old,
a Murphy's bed,
like
yeah.
I like it. You put it up, and you know, and it, so we pulled the bed down. We drew the curtains, and I couldn't believe that I was going to be able to watch live music for essentially a whole day. It was a phenomenal undertaking. Say what you like about Bob Geldof, but he's a star, God.
Speaking of stars, and again, not a million miles away from you, have you heard anything of Sam Fender?
Funnily enough, my niece, my 15-year-old niece, is arguably the biggest fan in the world, and I was able to get some tickets for her to go and see him in Newcastle, only about 2 or 3 weeks ago. She kept sending me videos. I was out the country somewhere, and I kept getting WhatsApp videos from her, and she was just crying.
There's a beauty of a track called Remember My Name on the new album, and he has a Colliery brass band on it with him. Just the brass band and his vocal. Oh my God, it's stunning. Stranglers main stage, Saturday night, emo. We're going to have a good old night of it. We've got the fingers crossed. We've got beautiful weather here this week that we're going to get the same for when you guys are in. And we're looking forward to seeing you back in Ireland. Really appreciate your time, Baz. Thanks so much.
It was a pleasure, Marty. I
Thanks,
hope
man.
to see you on the day.